Hi, my name is Tony Christie with Bill Wilson's Vinyl Revival. This is Bill Wilson.
Vinyl Revival back to 1989 there off the 12-inch single there. Straight up, Paula Abdul.
Putting the needle on the record, this is Phil Wilson's Vinyl Revival.
And welcome to Side B. And on this hour, Tony Christie will be joining us once again, and we will be playing his current single from his brand new album as well. That'll be a little bit later on. Also, we've got our number one of the week, which we would have played on Side A, but well, I do like to talk. So we'll be having the number one of the week coming up in about 10 minutes from now, ahead of Tony Christie coming back with us on the show. I'll tell you what's coming up this hour, straight after we go back to 1979. Here's Styx and Babe.
See me through. So please be My heart is in your hand. I'll be missing you. 'Cause you know it's you, babe. Whenever I get weary and I've had enough, feel like giving up, you know it's you, babe. Giving me the courage and the strength. We're trying to forget, if only for a while. 'Cause I'll be lonely without you, and I'll need your love to see me through. But please believe me, my heart is in your hands. 'Cause
and babe.
On the biggest radio stations across the planet, this is Phil Wilson's Vinyl Revival.
It certainly is, and welcome to Side B, and we kick things off with Paula Abdul with Straight Up the Power Mix, which we've played off the 12-inch single there from 1989, which was Side A, track 2. If you wanted to get a copy of the 12-inch single, that's where that is. And you've just heard from the album Cornerstone, which we've played that track from, Styx, Babe, there from 1979. Coming up this hour, we've got music coming up from all sorts of artists. As I'm not going to shuffle through all the records. Hold on, I've got me a list here of what I've got ready here, because I've got everything in order, you know. You know when you do a vinyl radio show, you've got to have everything in order to keep things in order. We've got a B-side coming up soon from Mud, Mr. Bagatelle from 1973 on Rack Records. Also, we've got Everything But The Girl as well. And Tony Christie will be joining us once again, talking about his brand new album and also his brand new single as well. So we'll be chatting with Tony very soon, actually after our number one of the week, which we didn't have time to play on Side A. So we're going to be doing the number one of the week in a moment from now. We've got One From The Vault this hour, coming from November 1968. And what else we got as well? We've got another two tracks from our album of the week, which is on WEA Records. It's Matt Bianco and Whose Side Are You On, which we haven't featured for a couple of years, so we thought we'd dust the cobwebs out of the archive there and stick that on the turntable. And by the way, coming soon, I've got some fabulous albums of the week, some exciting ones coming up. Keep an eye on facebook.com/vinyl revival radio show for further details on that. Now, are you ready for the oddity of the clue for this hour? Are you ready? Well, here it is. Ancient religious belief and Greek mythology could ferry you to this oddity. Or who will pay? That's ancient religious belief and Greek mythology could ferry you to this oddity. Or who will pay? Any ideas what that is? Get your answers into this radio station right now. Otherwise, drop me a message at studio@vinylrevivalradio.com. Tony Christie is joining us soon, but we'll do this first.
This week's number one of the week.
This is Bill Wilson.
And thank you, Sarah, there for the introduction. And the number one this week is a number one which spent 4 weeks at the top of the UK Top 40 and 30 weeks on the charts. That's 30 weeks on the charts. Taking you to the 16th of August, 1975. Our number one of the week is Rod Stewart and Sailing. And Tony Christie will be back with us soon.
Number one.
I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I am fine. Sky.
Our number one of the week this week coming from Rod Stewart and Sailing, spending 4 weeks at number one from the 16th of August 1975, and it spent 30 weeks on the charts. Wilson. And now we're back with Tony Christie.
This is Bill Wilson.
Now, towards the end of 1971, your manager, Harvey Lisberg, travelled to New York on business and approached Neil Sedaka's publisher, Don Kirshner, in search of a new song. And when Neil Sedaka played a few notes of Is This the Way to Amarillo, Harvey knew he had found your third hit records, which was a huge European hit. What did you think of the tune on reflection?
Oh, it was immediate. I mean, really was immediate. He went over there. He brought back two songs. Harvey brought back two songs. One, he played. It was played six songs. The third song he played was Solitaire.
Wow-wee.
And the sixth song he played was Amarillo. And he says, I want that ballad, and that one you just, this is funny, he said, and that one you just played me, the end one, he says, I'll take that as well. And Sedaka said, well, it's not finished. What? He says, what do you mean it's not finished? He says, we've not finished the lyrics for it yet. He says, what do you mean? He says, well, that, you know, when I did that, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Yes.
Because we've not got the lyrics for it yet. We can't think of the lyrics. And my manager says, that's the hit part of the song. And I went, really?
That's excellent. Sha la 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 la. Bob, Bob. You know. Yeah. I mean, if you took that out of the song, it all fits like a jigsaw, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That was a hit bit. You know, that was the thing that everybody sang.
That's right.
Sedaka didn't see that. He was thinking of lyrics all the time. You see.
Of course, E, that's a great story. I love that. That's really funny. I like that, Tony. Now, the song, continue on with Amarillo, the song is your signature, and with Peter Kay miming to your voice on a video for Comic Relief in 2005, and with over 17 million views on YouTube, does it surprise you how popular the song has become?
No, it was a bit of a surprise, to be honest with you. At the time, my wife and I had left the UK to live in Spain in 1990. And this is 15 years later. The reason I did that was, I like the sunshine and I could play golf in shorts. And you know.
Oh, yes, it's lovely. It's lovely all the way around, isn't it? Golf
absolutely.
And weather.
And most of my work was basically around Europe and Australia, New Zealand, all these kind of places. And the UK was basically gone very, very quiet. And so my wife and I decided to move to Spain, which we did. And then, of course, 2005, I got a phone call from my son, Sean. He says, Dad, he says, do you fancy coming over and doing a tour? I said, I've not worked there for over 15 years, Sean.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, but the record label want to put out the best of Tony Christie.
Right.
And so they'll do it. And they said, if you come over and tour, they will TV advertise it, which will guarantee it to be a top 10 hit.
Wow.
So I said, if you can, Sean, organize a tour for me, we'll come back. Yeah. Which we did. And it was a long tour, about 40 dates. And suddenly Amarillo became the number one. You know, and it really changed my life, changed my wife and my. And we came back touring and decided to stay, because by this time, my kids were having kids. We were getting grandkids.
Yes, yes.
My wife says, "Can we stay? Shall we buy again and live in England? We can see the grandkids more often." You know.
Yes.
I said, yeah. So that was like 2005, and that's what we did.
Absolutely, life's changing there, 2005.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Now let's fast forward again. And after releasing 21 studio albums, 3 live albums, 13 compilations, and releasing 75 singles, you have brought us some fabulous music and performances over the decades, and continue to do so with your new album. But before we talk about that, I must mention that in 2023, you released a charity single with help from Sting and Nile Rodgers. Thank you for being a friend, for a charity that is close to your heart. Please, could you tell us about it and how listeners can help?
Well, because about 2 or 3 years ago, all my life I've been a crossword fanatic.
Yeah.
Cryptic crosswords.
Yes.
And suddenly we start having problems. And forgetting people's names. And my wife says, I think you've got a problem. We're going to see a doctor, a lady doctor. She did tests on me and did an x-ray on my head and all that kind of thing. And she says, you've got the beginning of dementia. And put me onto very strong tablets, which I'm still on.
Yes.
Which helped. It didn't stop me. It's not cured it. They will cure it very shortly, I think.
Yes.
But it's held it back. It stopped it getting any worse. And that's when I did that single, that thank you for being a friend, to help dementia carers, basically. Because they were working very hard and not getting any mention. You know?
No.
So I thought that would be a nice idea. And Sting came along when I was recording it and said, and helped me sing with me.
Yes.
Because he's got a relation that got it. I said, what are you doing? Why? He said, I've got a relation, in-law or something. He says, they've got dementia, so I want to be on it. You know? So I thought it was really good of him.
Did the proceeds go to Dementia UK?
Yeah.
Well, we'll put a link on there on when we put the interview on YouTube to all of the websites where you can help Dementia UK. And we'll have some other links on there as well. Thank you very much, Tony, for now. And we'll be back with Tony Christie in about 15 minutes from now. He'll be joining us after the album of the week. And we will be playing his current single as well. So stay tuned for that. Now it's time for this.
Phil Wilson's Vinyl Revival, One from the Vault.
Well, we had a Spanish flea the last hour, and we're staying with creatures, all God's creatures, with the turtles now. Yes, we're going to take you back to 5th of November 1968, where this track got as high as number 7 in the UK Top 40 and 12 weeks on the charts. Here's Eleanor.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
Take the time to ask.
one from the vault this hour, The Turtles, Eleanor, from the 5th of November, 1968, charting as high as number 7 in the UK Top 40, and spent 12 weeks on the charts.
On the biggest radio stations across the planet, this is Phil Wilson's Vinyl Revival.
Now, just before we go into our album of the week, another two tracks from Matt Bianco and Whose Side Are You On from 1984. Here is the oddity of the week clue once again for this hour. Here we go. This really gives the game away, really, if you think about it. Ancient religious belief and Greek mythology could ferry you to this oddity, or who will pay? That's ancient religious belief and Greek mythology could ferry you to this oddity, or who will pay? Any ideas what that is? Get your answers in right now. You can drop me a message on facebook.com/ Vinyl Revival Radio Show, or right here at this radio station. We'll be having our album of the week in a moment.
Phil Wilson's album of the week.
This is Phil Wilson.
And now the final two tracks from Matt Bianco, Whose Side Are You On? From 1984 on WEA Records. And if you'd like to get a copy of this LP, all you got to do is search for this code. It is actually WX7240472-1. That's WX7240472-1. And the tracks that we're going to play you finally now are Riding With The Wind, but before that, here's More Than I Can Bear as Matt Bianco, and Whose Side Are You On from 1984 is our album of the week. Don't forget, Tony Christie will be back with us soon, having another chat and playing his current single from his brand new album.
When I saw you
your record in for airplay. Find out more at VinylRevivalRadio.com.
Funny feeling that all my plans and expectations wait somewhere for me. I hung around this sorry town and had my share of ups and downs, and now it's time to leave.
Riding with the wind
in search of just one thing.
Wilson's Vinyl Revival with our album of the week this week, coming from Matt Bianco. Whose side are you on? And the tracks that you've just heard there were Riding with the Wind, and before that was More Than I Can Bear. We'll have another album of the week on next week's show, and if you'd like to suggest one, drop us a message, facebook.com/ Vinyl Revival Radio Show. And still to come, we've got our oddity of the week. Ancient religious belief, if I could say it. I'll give you the clue once again. Ancient religious belief and Greek mythology could ferry you to this oddity. Who will pay? The clue is in the question. We'll reveal that straight after. We're now back with Tony Christie.
Playing the nation's hits.
Your new album, We Still Shine, produced by executive producer Sean Fitzgerald, is a wonderful album with the writing and recording process involving friends and renowned musicians, yeah. as Graham Goldman, Jerry McPherson and Beth Nielsen Chapman, and the sound of Nashville with your signature vocals. A powerful rhythm section featuring swooping pedal steel and Tennessee's finest pickers. What was it like recording at Blackbird Studios in Nashville? Was it an inspiring place?
It was absolutely brilliant. And we were there for 3 weeks. And I've been there a few times. It's only been like a couple of days to a single in a way. This time I was there for 3 weeks doing an album. And so I took my wife over to Nashville because she'd never been there. And we just treated it as a recording, but also a holiday. And we used Nashville musicians. And it was great, just absolutely, it was work, it was a pleasure to do it.
It's like a working holiday.
It was, honestly, it was. Yeah.
Now, the album certainly does shine with tracks such as Home, Home, Home,
yeah,
which is very upbeat, which is your current single with its rhythmic banjo, harmonica, and infectious beat. And just like yesterday, with its reminiscences, having a glass of wine, listening to the radio, looking at old photographs, which may fade, but the feeling and the memories will stay just like yesterday. Which are absolutely such beautiful lyrics. Now, you had a lot of input in the album. Do you have any songs that you would be your go-to if you were to play me a song from the album, Tony?
Well, I mean, just like yesterday, it's about, you know, it's written by Graham Gouldman for me.
Right.
Great songwriting. So I would recommend that. It's a family. It's a family song. In fact, the whole album is basically about our lives together, and my wife and I's lives together.
Because as soon as I heard that track, just like yesterday, it really puts you in a bubble, you know, listening to that song, and it's so emotional and wonderful. And that's why I wanted to mention that to yourself, Tony, because I thought it was absolutely amazing. And that's definitely one that, you know, touches the heart.
It's an emotional song. I mean, the album is an emotional album, I think. It's all about about our lives together, basically. So when I've been married 56 years, so it's great.
Now, on another note, the vinyl revival is upon us. So I have to ask you, what is your favourite record you have ever bought and why?
Bought?
Yeah.
Oh God. I mean, I started buying albums earlier. I was always a big Sinatra fan, Tony Bennett fan, Ella Fitzgerald fan. Oh, the great old crooner singers, you know, I just loved, from being a little boy, I've always liked singers.
So if it was Frank Sinatra, what track would be your favourite?
Oh, God, there's millions of them. I mean, My Way, I think. Got to be.
My Way, yes. It is a one for me as well. It's one of my karaoke classics, My Way. Excellent. That's a great choice there, Tony. Now, do you have any future projects or tours you could tell us about?
I'm all the time touring at the moment, you know, so I'm off to... in a few days' time, where I'm off to the Nair Islands or somewhere. I've got to get there.
Yep.
I never know. I just, what's that? Oh, Canary Islands. Okay. I'm everywhere. I'm just touring. I've got a lot in Europe, and they're wanting to put me back in New Zealand and Australia and all that kind of thing, which I don't mind, you know, these days, because my wife goes with me, so it's you know. It's we treat it like a holiday, I suppose, but it is hard work. It's a long way to travel.
I bet it is as well. And we'll put we'll let listeners know about where they can follow you. Is it tonychristie.com is your website?
Yeah, tonychristie.com is mine. Yeah.
That's great. So we'll be able to find out where you're going to be there on your tour across the UK and of course Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you what it is, Tony. Has nobody ever approached you to do a television special for ITV or anything? Because I think it would go down a storm.
Not really, not yet.
Well, you know, have you never done like an audience with kind of thing? Well, have you never been asked?
Yeah, I guess going back to the 70s when I did one thing.
Right.
For Granada, I think it was. She was with my band. It was done live, but it wasn't a big, you know. I don't know.
Because I could just imagine you, Tony. I could just imagine, because if it was me, if I was head of a television company, I would be going, Tony Christie, he's got his new album out. He's made the album with all of these famous friends. Why not get them all together, get them on the television, and then we'll have millions watching.
Oh, hopefully. That's
but
a good
hopefully
idea.
Somebody says this.
Have a word with it.
That's right, yeah. Hopefully somebody sees this, because I think it would go down a storm. I certainly would be tuning in all of my family. Now, Tony, unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Right.
So, finally, I must say happy for anniversary again. And finally, could you introduce your latest single, Home, 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 taken from your new album, We Still Shine?
I'll introduce it. My name is Tony Christie. This is my new, well, this is from my new album, Home, 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 it's called. And it actually was written for me by Donald Rogers, who's in a band called Ranagrai. And he used to, I've known him for 30 odd years. He used to be in my band years ago.
Right.
And he's a family friend. My son was in a band with him years ago. So it's just a great song. I love it.
So here it is, Home, 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 Tony Christie. Tony, thank you so much for joining me on the show, and all the best, and I hope to catch up with you soon.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Take care, Tony. Thanks very much.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Seems I'm always trying to catch your eye. Don't you see me? What I've been walking by. I've had these feelings for too long now. Something's changing. I need to try and find a way. My heart's been breaking, but I can't take this anymore. I'm taking you home. We're gonna hit the road, I'll take you home, home, home. We're gonna see the light when we go home, home, home. We're gonna find a way, find a way. I've been holding on to what we had. I've been hoping we could be together. Have you heard the whispers in the dead of night singing? Something's changing. We need to try to find a way. Hearts are breaking, and I can't take this anymore. So I'm taking you home, home, home. We're gonna hit the road, I'll take you home, home, home. You're gonna see the light when we go home. Gotta find a way to find a way. Oh, home, home, home. We're gonna raise the roof when we go home, home, home. We're gonna face the truth when we go home, home, home. We're gonna find a way to find a way. In my dreams I've been calling out. Could you hear me? Could you hear me shout? Drawing pictures of us in my mind. All the future with our hearts entwined. I'm gonna find a way.
Tony Christie and Home, Home, Home. Thank you so much to Tony for joining us on the show this week. Who's on next week, I wonder? Is it Rick Witter of Shed 7? It might be him next week, unless he's the week after. But keep an eye on facebook.com/Vinyl Revival Radio Show, and you can find out more then. Now it's time for this.
Phil Wilson's Oddity of the Week.
And the clues this week were: this seafaring titled TV series for the BBC had this surprising hit record, and there is no Blue Peter in sight. If we look at that clue, the explanation is seafaring titled hit could be anything. Blue Peter, but not on this occasion, or Triangle for that matter. Maybe think of something or someone
maybe going to see. And the second clue was, ancient religious belief and Greek mythology could ferry you to this oddity, or who will pay? Well, ancient belief and Greek mythology and ferry could lead you to a ferry, and the Greek mythology of Charon, or Charon, the ferryman to Hades, brings you to, put the words together from clue one, who will pay? And the ferryman from clue two, and you have the answer to the oddity of the week this week. It's Yanni Markopoulos, who pays the ferryman, from 1978 on BBC Records and Tapes, which got a size number 11 in the UK charts and spent 8 weeks on the charts from the 17th of December 1977. Congratulations to everyone. Our oddity of the week this week, Yanni Markopoulos, music from Who Pays the Ferryman. Congratulations to everyone who got the answer correct. Thank you so much to Tony Christie for joining me on the show this week, and keep an eye on the socials to find out who's on next week's show. From Aoife Wilson, unfortunately it's time to put the records all back in the box, but we'll have them right out again on this radio station, same time, same place next week. Thanks so much for listening. We're going to leave you with Gerard Kenny.
Playing the nation's favorite songs. Love songs for you with Phil Wilson.
A true musician plays through all the rainy days, and every song survives. He takes the stage by storm and keeps the music warm until his luck arrives. Then a melody appears, taking him past those weather-beaten years. I made it through the rain and kept my songs protected. I made it through the rain and played my point of view. I made it through the rain and found myself respected by the others who got rained on too and made it through. No matter how it rains, a singer entertains and music must be made. Before you draw the crowd, your own